Building recovery. Stage 1. Planning. Session 4. Are you willing to pay for your building? So what are we looking at in this session? Well, as you know already from previous sessions, we only like to ask the critical questions. These are questions that I have learned over the years. These are the important questions, and particularly when you're planning now. Are you ready to pay for what you're going to build? Now, everything costs. Everything that we're going to build, everything that we're going to invest in, that's why it's called an investment, it's a cost. And running into a recovery without planning and not think, or simply being naive and not thinking it's going to cost, is a mistake. When people sit in front of me and want to hire me as a recovery coach, I will always ask them the question, are you willing to pay for your recovery? Or I sometimes say, what are you willing to pay? And they will immediately come up with the kind of compliant sort of answers, you know, oh, everything, I'll pay anything, I'll get any, you know. And there's, again, there's this horrible assumption that everything about their addiction is bad. Everything about what they're doing is negative, and they hate it, and it's doing them no good, and so on. This is a terrible assumption to make, because it just flies in the face of human experience. Let me give you a principle here that I work from all the time. It's a challenging principle. It's not debatable, but I find it very, very useful. And the principle is this: we only do things because we get something out of them. We only do things because we get something out of them. Now, if we go back to what we might call the medical model of addiction, that model would say, well, it's not about choice. You know, in fact, they've lost the power of choice. That's the whole point of addiction. This is a person now who cannot choose. But we are making choices all the time. I, as you probably gathered from this, I don't follow the medical model. I tend to follow a more relational model. I call addiction an inappropriate relationship, and I'm saying that we're making choices all the time. I don't like any construction that doesn't have us in a self-determined place. In fact, that's the very thing that I start to establish immediately, is that you are making choices, and that those choices you have to be willing to be responsible for. That's not to say, of course, that our body and our brain isn't going to cry out in frustration when we stop giving it what we've been giving it, that the way we've trained it to expect certain things, certain, you know, sugars at certain times or behaviours and so on, and we've not trained it in certain ways. Of course, this is all true, and in a lot of ways we feel that we can't get out of this. That's why we need the support. But the first thing we say is, look, you are making choices. And so we go back to this principle that says we're only doing things because we're getting something out of them. And this brings in the idea of the what's sometimes called a comfort zone. Now, you probably hear me talk about this two or three times as part of these sessions, but let's do it now, because I think this is a very misleading title. We all have comfort zones, but I think it's better to call them familiarity zones. And the reason is because at times they're extremely uncomfortable. And so the idea that they are always comfort zones can be misleading. When we talk about addiction, for instance, the practice of our addictive behavior is a classic example of a familiarity zone. Because, number one, it's completely uncomfortable, and I accept that. Of course, it's horrendous, the cost of the gambling, the cost of using the drugs, etc. But one thing we have to say about it, it's familiar. We know who we are when we're doing this addiction. We know we know where we are in the world. Remember that familiarity brings security, and that can be tremendously important. Even supporting us or encouraging us in putting up with the most horrendous pain and discomfort. So security is really important. So if we practice that principle, or if we put that principle into practice, which is you're only doing something because you're getting something out of it. Why at certain points in addicts' lives, when you look at the research, the biggest way to recover overall, dominating every other statistic, is that people simply walk away from their addictive behavior later on in life. Now, wow, that's a fact. That is a statistical fact. People simply stop doing it after a while. Without putting any kind of recovery process in place, they just outgrow it. Eventually, they just stop doing it. Unless it kills them first, of course. But, you know, not to make light of it, the fact is that's the biggest statistic. So why do they do this? Well, they simply stop getting something out of it. They're not getting anything out of it anymore, and they simply stop doing it. That is a fact. So you might say, well, why do we have all this recovery business? Well, because we can't be asking everyone to wait till they're, you know, 50 or 60 years of age before they stop doing this. We want an accelerated recovery. We want to be able to recover now, not in 20, 30 years' time. So I use this statistic to inform me that the only reason we are doing this is because we're still getting something out of it. So that brings us back to our question, are you willing to pay? Because what you're going to be asked to pay is that it's not going to be not only not comfortable anymore, it's not even going to be familiar anymore. We're going to have to give up or use that as a cost analysis to say we're going to have to give this up. Effectively, the biggest cost generally is letting the old you go. Let's just spend a moment here because this is so important. Why is that such a cost and why is it so important? Letting go of the old you. Well, essentially, as a therapist, I would tell you that this is the grieving process. And you can't recover without going through the grieving process. So what's grieving? Grieving is the process of loss. And when we've lost something valuable, whether it's, you know, a family member or, you know, even a job or some great opportunity, that we always go through the grieving process. Now, when you're going to recover, you're effectively going to become a new person. Or to put it in metaphorical terms, the old you's going to die. And the old you's they're going to go. They're not going to be there anymore. And so you're going to enter a grieving process. So there's a cost, right? So when we look at the essentials of that cost, I can't explain the whole grieving process now, but people do not want to start a process of recovery without realizing they're going to go through this. So you can see now what an important question, are you willing to pay, becomes. Because letting the old you go, the person that you were, the person that you have been, it can be extremely costly. The old you was not constrained by goals. You know, now you have a goal of recovery. You're now constrained. You're now driven or disciplined, as it were, by this goal. Well, the old you may have been very haphazard, very obsessive, very compulsive, very, you know, I'll do what I want when I want. Not you know, so-called freedom spirit, you know. You're going to have to let that go. Or the old you may have been really driven. Too driven by, you know, riches or finance or fame or whatever it is, or too driven to get your own way. Again, that's the old you that you're letting go of. Now, that can feel like a very high cost when you suddenly have to let people do what they want to do, or you suddenly have to realize that you're not that person who's going to be so famous or who's going to be so rich or whatever. You may be very compulsive or obsessive in your old self, just deciding on a whim to do this or do that. This is part of the addictive personality. Well, letting go of that can be very costly. You can be saying to yourself, you know, am I ready to pay that price? Am I ready to let that go? The old you could have ignored the idea of standards. You know, I love what that comedian said, You know, I have some great values in my life, he said. I just don't live by them. You know, ignoring standards is something that you used to do, probably. But now your new you doesn't ignore standards. And not ignoring those standards, sticking to those standards, living by those standards, you know, that can be very costly. Because it's hard. It's difficult. It's certainly more difficult than what you were doing. The old you could have been very deceitful, very inconsistent, very irresponsible. Living by these new standards is got to be harder. It's a cost. We can think of it as a cost that you're paying to be recovered. So all that is part of the grieving process. When you look back and say, well, he wasn't a bad lad, you know. It's always the same looking back. There's a sentimentality, there's a poignancy. It's all part of the grieving process, and it's a big part of the cost you're being asked to pay. So what I'm saying is this: when you sit down and meditate on this question, and I urge you to do so because I'm only asking the critical questions here, don't waste time trying to build something you don't want to pay for. So just like in one of the other questions about it being your design, don't ask someone else to cover part of the payment of your house and then they're going to have to live with you and you might not want that. Also, don't waste time trying to build something you're not willing to pay for. Think about the cost of building this recovery. Think about paying for all the materials. Think about the time it's going to take. Think about how you're going to have to live in it once you've built it. It better be yours. Don't waste time trying to build something you don't want to pay for. Well, again, I hope that's been useful. I urge you to sit and think about this, maybe discuss this with people who know you, and think about what the cost is and are you willing to pay it? Now, here's a point. If you're not willing to pay it, it doesn't mean it's the end of the line. It doesn't mean it's the end of the road in recovery for you. It just means don't start building yet when you're not ready to pay. Don't waste your time, right? You're not ready to give this a go yet. You're ready to think about it. You're ready to consider it. But the cost is too high for you. Don't just dive in saying, oh yeah, I'll pay anything. This is not a sensible way to go. So again, hope you got a lot out of that. See you in the next session.